I'm Petty Officer Kyle Fiore, and this is Radio Gitmo News. Naval Station Guantanamo Bay residents celebrated the 61st Jamaican Independence Day this past weekend with a blowout party. Petty Officer Trey Fowler has the story.
Gitmo's Jamaican Independence Day Committee held a celebration for Jamaican Independence Day with live performances from base residents, a fashion show, and free food to give back to the community. President of the Jamaican Independence Day Committee, Joycelyn Connor Johnson, had this to say about the event.
Tonight we're here celebrating the second leg in Guantanamo Bay, Jamaica 61st anniversary. We gained independence 1962, August 6th.
Joycelyn goes on to explain why it's important to celebrate these significant milestones.
The importance of it, when you're captured by another country and you see that country flags lower and see yours hoisted for the first time, you know that is a watershed moment in history.
Reporting for Radio Gitmo News, I'm Petty Officer Trey Fowler.
In other news around the fleet, October 13th, 2023 marks the Navy's 248th birthday. The central theme of this year's birthday is 248 years of power, presence, and protection, which highlights the U.S. Navy's historical and long-standing commitment to being forward deployed, highly trained, and dedicated to defending American interests at sea, land, or sky. Exam season is right around the corner for all eligible E4s and E5s. If you have not already, make sure you head over to Navy Cool and find your rate to download your advancement exam bibliographies. Chief of Naval Operations Admiral Mike Gilday retired recently after 38 years of naval service. The Vice Chief of Naval Operations Admiral Lisa Franchetti will now be performing the duties of the Chief of Naval Operations until the 33rd CNO is appointed. That's all for this edition of Radio Gitmo News. I'm Petty Officer Kyle Fiore.